Dr. Pinsky dictating IME on July 27 regarding Joel, J-O-E-L, Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. Joel Ortiz is a 57-year-old male and reports he injured his left hand at work. Appeared his finger got caught on a metal bar between the lift and the bar. Period. As a result, he went to Millville Hospital emergency room. Period. He had further surgery to, quote, cut off the finger. Period. End quote. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Ortiz alleged a cage bar fell shut on his left third finger on 4-7-21. Treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 4-6-21. Period. He reported partial amputation of the distal tip of his left ring finger. Period. Upon exam, there was traumatic amputation of the distal phalanx of the left ring finger, but no obvious bone visible. Period. Had no prosthesias and was moving all extremities. Period. His finger was anesthetized with a digital nerve block and sutures were placed. Period. He underwent orthopedic consultation that same day by Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G. Period. X-rays demonstrated an open fracture of the left finger distal phalanx, parentheses, tufts, fracture, close parentheses, with vertical expansion proximal through the phalanx. Period. He underwent irrigation and debridement of the finger and laceration repair and nail bed repair and was placed in a bulky non-adherent dressing. Period. He was advised to follow up with a hand surgeon. Period. He was seen on 4-9-21 by Dr. Zucconi. Period. His assessment was crush injury to the left ring finger. Period. He had a significant crush injury and soft tissue loss. Period. Dr. Zucconi opined he was going to need surgical reconstruction, but for now would keep the wound clean, would keep the wound clean, dry, and covered. But he wanted to work one-hand duty. But he was going to see Dr. Sarkos Monday for a hand surgical evaluation. Period. With the fracture fragmentation and soft tissue injury, partial amputation may be necessary. Period. In paragraph, he did see Dr. Sarkos on 4-13-21. Period. He found a left ring finger partial amputation with nail bed injury. Period. He prescribed Percocet and his dressings were changed. Period. Apparently, Mr. Ortiz scratch that. He followed up and agreed to surgical intervention. Period. On 4-20-21, Dr. Sarkos performed left ring finger amputation at the level of the DIP joint with primary closure. Period. His postoperative course was followed frequently by Dr. Sarkos running through five 17-21 when his sutures were removed. Brady was going to begin therapy as soon as possible and follow up in 3 weeks. Brady could return to work with use of his right upper extremity only. He was released with no restrictions on 7/9/21 by Dr. Sarkos. Physical exam. General appearance. He showed disevaluated pictures of his injured hand onto his cell phone. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed amputation of the left ring finger at the distal interphalangeal joint. Pinprick sensation was increased in that finger, but was intact otherwise. On the tip of this finger was a glassy scar. He also had callus formation on both hands. Interosseous musculature was slightly weak on the left compared to the right. He was tender to palpation at the tip of the amputation stump. But there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Cervical normal. He did perform hand dynamometry. On the left, he intermittently did not use his long finger fully, contributing to his non-bell-shaped curve distribution. He also had decreased strength on the right, that was not typical of an average male. Impressions. On 4/6/21, Joel Ortiz had his left ring finger crushed while working on machinery. He was seen at the emergency room, where he was found to have a laceration and partial amputation of the tip of that finger. He underwent suture repair and splinting and dressing. X-rays were also done. He then followed up with Dr. Zucconi on 4/9/21. His care was then transferred to Dr. Sarkos. On 4/20/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Follow-up was rendered through 7/9/21, when Dr. Sarkos cleared him for unrestricted full duty. New paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be an amputation of the left ring finger at its distal interphalangeal joint. He had increased pinprick sensation at the level of his amputation. There was a glassy appearance to his scar. He did a full range of motion of all of his fingers. By manual muscle testing, he had 5/5 grip and pinch strength, including that involving the left ring finger. Hand dynamometry was somewhat irregular. New paragraph, there is 25% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left third finger. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. End.